Welcome to Bite Size, which is my new term, or our new term. It seems a bit aggressive to say my new term. Our new term for these special edition episodes. I don't even know if it's going to be a special edition episode, but you'll find out when you're listening. Anyway, we are Brits in the End Zone, and you might know us best for our NFL insight, loose term there, and fantasy advice. But we're going to talk you through a concept that we love, which is English Premier League football drafting, with a site that we're going to use from next season onwards, which is draftfantasyfootball.co.uk. If this sounds like an ad, it is. We use this site because the score... I'm joking. So the reason we're going to use this site is because they've basically taken what's amazing about NFL, and probably the main reason why a lot of us got into it, and probably a lot of you guys too, is the fantasy element of it, and how the scoring is a lot better in NFL fantasy than it is in the English Premier League. They've taken that aspect of it and applied it to English football. You can trade players, there's effective scoring for your Kante-like midfielders, and I've got here that if you're feeling really confident, you can bet against another manager that your team is going to beat theirs for that one game week, which is quite cool. So in terms of how it works, guys, in the NFL, we always talk about stuff like stacking your running backs and wide receivers as early as possible. What's your tactic for the Premier League if you're going by this kind of scoring system, Greeny?
Yeah, so when I'm going into this English Premier League draft, I want to get my big guns in the first round. I want to get my Harry Kane, who's probably going the first pick of the draft. He's killed me in years past. I'm going to get him in the first round. I'm going to try and get these elite strikers, Aguero, Lukaku, and the scoring centre midfielders, where the points are kind of triggered towards those players. So strikers, attacking midfielders, and
number one pick
Sanchez.
Is probably going to be Harry Kane, and then off the board next will be Alexis Sanchez, Aguero, Lukaku.
Yeah, I mean, like, your defenders are probably not going to feature in sort of like the first four or five rounds. There's a lot of defenders, and you know, they rely on performance of the defence as a whole, not so much individually. I mean, usually you're kind of looking for, you know, one defender across a whole productive backline. So, you know, I've got written here that Alonso, Azpilicueta and Cahill all scored really highly. So which to me would be, you know, I'd actually fancy, you know, taking more than one of them if I can. But
yeah, because if they're one of them is getting a clean sheet, then they both will.
Them all having a good week.
Of course, yeah. But it depends how risky you are.
That's true, yeah. And what about goalkeepers? I guess for me, goalkeepers is probably a bit like the way we might talk a bit about quarterbacks in NFL, in that you shouldn't pick them early, really.
Yeah, draft, you know, wait for a late round.
Yeah, there's obviously going to be your better ones, you know, De Gea or Lloris or whoever it is who's going to be, but there might be better keepers. But I guess what's also quite interesting in football, I don't know how it will work in this, I need to check the points, is that in football often you get points for saves. And so maybe if you're a lower down club, you're getting more involved. And if you're good at shot stopping, you might pick up points that way.
Yeah, but last year.
Exactly.
Yeah. Burnley, he was one of the top scoring keepers.
Which leads into what I was saying, about to say anyway, in terms of it's quite good to take a punt on late round flyers of promoted teams, because despite the fact that, you know, they aren't, you know, normally going to probably finish lower down in the table, they do often have the key players that help get them promoted in the first place, who are going to be like the catalyst for most of anything good that happens in their team, like Anthony Knockhart for Brighton. Last year from midfield, he scored 16 goals, got a load of assists, and
it's really weird looking at you in the studio talking about football. And not
Tom Ince,
Fournette,
Tom Ince. He scored a lot of goals, and that was a big purchase for Huddersfield. And you know, there are these players that you can certainly, you know, take a punt on. It. There'll be.
I thought he was at Brighton, but okay. I guess I'm wrong.
and Moy as well for Huddersfield. He takes all their free kicks and corners, and obviously that's a surefire way of getting at least a few assists.
So in terms of the actual draft, obviously, you know, it's easy to know who the big hitters are, but who's going to be those players that are the breakouts, or players that maybe perform a bit above where you might think? So, Greeny, what do you think? Is Pogba going to, like, someone like Pogba, is he going to have a big breakout season? Or
I think he's going to have a big breakout. You'd probably get him in like a third round. He's never scored more than 8 goals in a season, which worries me, but he is going to be an immensely powerful player this season.
I think with the new signing of Matic as well, he's going to free him up to get up the field into those goal-scoring positions.
Yeah, I think the one player that appeals to me this year, after the first four rounds, a lot of the great players dry up. You want to go for a high upside player, someone who's got a lot of potential. I'm going Willian. So Hazard's going to miss the start of the season potentially. Pedro got injured pre-season. Willian has had a great pre-season, and he was a great player for them the year after they won the Premier League and had that kind of down season.
Charles is telling Greenies to not be so loud.
It's closing my ears.
Okay, well, look, we don't want to get too bogged down in what Premier League players are good and who aren't, but I think you kind of get the idea. And the reason we're talking about this is because, like we said, it takes all the good elements of NFL fantasy and puts it into the English Premier League. Charles, look, you're absolutely gagging to say something.
Well, I was just saying, in terms of defenders, they're obviously fullbacks who are more likely to go forward and contribute to getting assists and key passes, which you get points for in this system. Where players like Trippier, for example, he only started, I believe, 6 Premier League games last year and got 5 assists and created a whole load of other chances. So he's someone who's drafting
Jags
late
homer
on.
And a Spurs homer.
Yeah, well, no, and also even Arsenal switching to a 3-5-2, Bellerin suddenly becomes a right wing back and he'll be bombing farther up the pitch and being involved in a lot more situations.
Anyway,
like
as I said,
well,
we don't want to get too bogged down in the players, but yeah, you should give them a go. We're all got our draft dates set in the UK to do that one as
bring
well.
Bring snacks, bring beer. Bring Have a great time.
Yeah, it's draftfantasyfootball.co.uk. If you enjoyed this drafting concept, get involved in NFL fantasy drafting, which is enjoyed by 30 million worldwide. Wow. And listen to our podcast on iTunes. You can also get it on Audioboom and social media and all of that kind of stuff. But follow us on Twitter at BritsEndZone. And our website is BritsEndZone.com. So give us a go if you haven't done so already.